Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Tom Giordano program, Big Issues, Big Guest. In a moment, we'll speak with Dave White. He's co-chair of Delaware County's Heroin Task Force. Here's a quote that he has in today's Philadelphia Inquirer from yesterday's, press conference. Delaware County officials introduced a lawsuit against a number of manufacturers of opiates, four of whom are right here in the Delaware Valley area, declaring around 8:30 a.m. yesterday a war against the opiate industry. That's a quote from today's paper. Dave White, our guest, says, quote, "We're tired of looking in the eyes of parents that have lost children to this scourge. We're tired of going to the funerals of children of our friends because pharmaceuticals are giving them medications they know are addictive." Dave White joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Dave, welcome in. Thanks for joining us.
Tom, how are you making out?
Very, very well. So what is the allegation in this lawsuit?
Well, the allegation is, Dom, that we're suing the manufacturers of opioids, these pharmaceuticals, that have manufactured and have prescribed and sold these opioids to our residents of Delaware County. And since that, they've been prescribed so many opioids, so many people have become addicted, that we have had to have many programs to help offset those addictions, help people get on the road to recovery. We have lost many children, many of our friends, to this addiction because they got addicted through getting on the pills. And our allegations are we just need this to stop. We've spent tens of millions of dollars. We've lost hundreds and hundreds of lives in Delaware County. And we're just tired of allowing this to go on when the residents of Delaware County are spending all their money to fix a problem that they have not created, but the pharmaceuticals have created.
Well, I would say, though, doesn't the individual, though, create their own problem here? Because, Dave, a lot of people that use these various OxyContin and the others, they're not addicted. It's only, thank God, a smaller number than that.
Dom, these medicines are prescribed to many young people that have a hurt back. They're prescribed to people with a toothache. They're prescribed by doctors and sold by the pharmaceuticals. And let's not fool ourselves. The pharmaceuticals are in business to sell this medicine. The pharmaceuticals are selling this and have sales pitch to the doctors to get this medicine sold. And they are overprescribing these medicines, overselling these medicines to these doctors. And they're promising something, and they promised it without telling or not out advising that the side effects are so disturbing. The side effects affect so many. And even our young people that are being put on the opioids have a hard time. If they do get off, they have a hard time. And many of them don't get off because it is so addictive.
Well, let's talk about that again, though. But, Dave, again, the evidence is there, thank God. Most people, it's a much smaller percentage of people that get to be addicted. But let me start with this whole chain of this. The FDA approved this, correct?
Yes.
All right. Well, do you think the FDA then fell down on the job? If they allowed this to be sold in this manner without FDA reports talking about, as you suggest, how addictive it is?
Well, Dom, let's use this example. It was used yesterday. When we set a speed limit down a road of 35 miles per hour, you're allowed to go 35 miles per hour down that road. You're being approved for driving 35 miles per hour down that road. If a ball rolls out and you see the ball and you know what's following that ball, you know there's disaster, you slow down, you stop. You don't just keep going 35 miles per hour. Because something is approved doesn't make it right to overprescribe, doesn't make it right to have a sales pitch to get it out in the street doesn't make it right to make sure individuals use as much of this as possible. When you manufacture a medicine and 80% of what you manufacture is being used in the United States, 20% of doctor visits now, Dom, end up in a prescription of opioids. It is being pushed by these pharmacies. It is being pushed because they've made billions of dollars off of this.
Okay, how about the doc, Dave?
I'm not done yet. It's being pushed without any accountability of those that are getting addicted. I will certainly tell you some of them won't get addicted. Some people on this won't get addicted. But what about those that do get addicted?
Okay, let's go back.
What about those families that lose?
Wait a minute.
What about our friends that we are going to the funeral for? Those are the people we are fighting for.
Okay, well, what about the
drugs? I'm not fighting for the pharmacies and the pharmaceuticals that have made billions of dollars, and they knew this was an addictive medicine.
And again, we go back to the FDA. The FDA didn't know that when they test these things, though. Is that what you're saying?
I can't tell you what the FDA.
Well, Dave, you the guys with the lawsuit, you ought to look at the FDA. You ought to look at the FDA on this.
No, I'm not looking at the FDA. I'm looking at the pharmaceuticals that took it to the FDA that have made this. I'm not looking to tell the FDA what to do. Maybe they should look a little harder. I'll agree with you there. But just because something is approved doesn't make it morally right, doesn't make it right by the standards of the way we live. And when you find out, let's say it was approved and you find out this is as addictive as it is, when you find out that hundreds and thousands and 500,000 people have died from this in our country since opioids were created, 500,000.
Wait a minute, Dave. Where's the source? Wait a minute, Dave. Where's the source of 500,000 people have died due to opiets?
I will get you that.
Okay, I'd like to see that.
When you find these people in Delaware County, I've gone to too many funerals. I've been with too many great families that their children have been on this.
Now,
and they've succumbed to this because they were put on it by someone because they had a toothache and they were prescribed 30, 60, they go back and they get more.
Well, wait a minute, though. These are doctors doing it. So do you think doctors are still unaware of this?
Doctors are doing it.
Why are doctors doing it?
The pharmacists are pushing this.
Pharmacist
sales, pharmaceuticals are pushing this. They're creating an industry and have created an industry that will perpetuate itself.
Okay, now let me ask another thing too, and I'm not besmirching you guys. I know this is a tough issue, but as I understand it, and you do this, you're the task force chairman. A lot of what happens here, tell me if I'm wrong, people are not overdosing and dying necessarily off the pharmaceutical. It runs out. They can't get it after they're addicted. They're turned to heroin. Fentanyl's involved. What are we doing to say either, A, if a doctor is in a pill mill, you need more resources to bust them and or up the penalty severely? And what are we doing to say maybe we ought to put drug dealers away for a lot longer period of time?
Well, I'll tell you, our district attorney, Jack Whalen, has been fighting that issue and has done a great job. He's put quite a few of those doctors away. We have been working with our state legislators. Jamie Santoro has a bill that a 5-year minimum for any kind of heroin or opioid dealer that sells this and gets this to our children. But you're right, Don. We've been working on this for 6 years when we started the Heroin Task Force. And we have gone through program and program and program. And this is just another avenue for us. It's another way of getting over this addiction. We have to cure this opioid addiction. It is taking so many young people. I'm sure you've known friends and neighbors, colleagues that have children and friends that have lost their life to this addiction. And I've looked in too many eyes, Dom. I've seen hopelessness. I've seen not having an opportunity in life to move forward from these people that are trying to recover. And the study after study just tells you how gripping these opioids are.
All right. Now you realize some of these companies, Dave, some of these companies are named in this, or at least are big proponents, employ a lot of people, are seen as good citizens. That's the way I see them until further notice. Endo Pharmaceuticals, based in Malvern, makes Percocet and something else, another product. Johnson & Johnson in Titusville, I think, is named here. Then you have Tevia, very big out there in North Wales. You have American Source Bergen of Chesterbrook. So you guys are actually saying that these companies, some who are headquartered here and are, I bet, an employer maybe of 50 to 100,000 people, if not more, right here in the Delaware Valley, are who you're going to war with.
What we're saying is those manufacturers that have these pharmaceuticals that have manufactured opioids, that is their only drug that they're manufacturing. That is the drug we are after right now, Dom. That is a drug that is a problem. That is a drug that is getting these people addicted to not just opioids, going from pills and into heroin. That is the drug.
But Dave, what I'm driving at here is this, though.
I get what you're saying.
People right here in the Delaware Valley, there's not these figures somewhere in Netherland. They're right here. They're prominent citizens. That they are complicit in the death of kids in Delaware County.
Dom, I'm not saying that. You just said that. I am very happy that people have great jobs. I'm sure some of these pharmaceuticals do great things. And I'm sure a lot of those people participate in those great things. But this is one bad thing that the leaders of the pharmaceuticals, the company itself, are doing. The heads of these pharmaceuticals.
But they're right here in the Delaware Valley. I'm just being clear. You're saying the leaders of those companies named in the suit.
Wherever this... these opioids are being manufactured has to stop, whether it's in Delaware Valley or California. They have to be stopped. They're coming in. They're killing Delaware County residents.
Okay.
Wait a minute, Dave.
I want to be clear. Is that calling then that we don't have these pills anymore then?
I would like to stop. Listen, I'm going to allow the courts and the government to follow through on this and see what a resolution to this is.
But I'm asking, Dave, the lawsuit, it's asking for damages, but is it also asking, you seem to be indicating, we shouldn't be manufacturing this stuff, it's too addictive then?
Opioids have a use in our society. Opioids have a use for someone that's got a hip replacement, a limited use, they have a use. Opioid has a use for someone, God forbid, has cancer, and they need comfort because they're in the last days or last months of their cancer.
Right.
It has a use, Dom. I am just saying it is being overpushed by the pharmaceuticals to doctors, to pharmacies to get this out, and it is being overused by residents. And they have had an active sales pitch to get these drugs out and get them sold. Opioids have a use in our society, but it's a limited use. You can't be giving them out 30 and 60 and 90 pills at a time when you have a toothache.
Isn't that the doctor doing it?
That is the pharmaceuticals telling the doctors that this is a safe, unaddictive drug you can use for comfort. It has limited use, and we know that, and we've seen that, and we know that is what we are after. We are after those pills that are taking the gentleman, like I mentioned yesterday in my talk, taking the max of Ridley Township, who was very young and had his whole world ahead of him. And it took him. He didn't know he was going to get addicted when he had a back problem. Or taking a Pamela, who didn't understand she was going to get addicted when she was prescribed these. And then it separates families. That's why we're passionate about this.
All righty. Well,
killing
well,
too many lives in Delaware County.
All right.
And it's ruining too many families, too, Dom.
All righty.
It's not just mistaken, it's the families that are broken.
All right. Well, Dave, thank you. Thanks for coming on, and this will be continued. I'm glad you joined us today.
Dom, thank you very much, and have a great
Dom
day.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.